All right, thank you for holding. Is this Avery?
Yep, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? My name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How's your day going so far?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You know, Monday back on the grind, just back at it again. Yeah, I know it. So let me just confirm a couple of things because she just sent this over. So for service area, about 20 miles max, right? Keep it pretty close.
Yeah, and every direction, yeah.
In every direction, right. And then you guys are doing mostly residential right now, I'm guessing. Are you also doing some commercial work?
So pretty much all I got is a trailer, a 6x14 trailer. So I don't do, like, dumpsters or anything like that, but I just take junk out and throw it away. So I can do commercial or residential. It doesn't really matter. Just whatever you can fit in my trailer.
Right. As long as it fits in the trailer, you're good to go. Okay. Good to know. So light commercial then, probably, right? Like smaller,
I can't haul anything too crazy, but yeah.
Okay, actually, so using our tracking system, we'll be able to make sure it's the right size of jobs in the right areas, even income levels. I mean, down to the smallest detail. So no worries, we got you covered with the type of jobs. Now, I also like to do like a quick search in the beginning. So what? I mean, is it just generally junk removal, or is there like a particular type of removal that you want to be found for more often? You know, that fits like the trailer the best, or just anything of that nature that you want to be found for more?
I mean, honestly, just junk. It doesn't really matter. I mean, from dressers, bed frames, to literally anything. I mean, as long as it's movable by me and someone else.
Right.
If it's in my trailer, then I'm good to go.
Okay, so let's try junk removal then, because that's a pretty broad term, so it'll probably have a lot of searches. So let's just try that. So, like I said, I like to do a quick search in the beginning just to get, like, potential for the area, right? Like how many searches. So chunk removal, perfect, because it's a broad term. So between Google and Facebook for the last 30 days for a, let's just give you like the full potential, right? You don't have to go 50 miles, but just so you can see the potential that's there. So 50 miles for the last 30 days between Google and Facebook, we're looking at about 2,600 searches. So that's just, I mean, you can cut that in half basically, right, for 20 miles. But just to give you an idea what's there, right, and the potential that could be potential jobs, potential clients, right? And that's where the service comes in, because you can't be selected on the first page of Google if you're not already listed there, right? It's an organic listing, so more people find you organically when they're doing that search for junk removal, you know, anything at all. I mean, it could be junk removal, it could be debris removal, building, whatever it is, you're still going to pop up, right? And those calls will go straight to you. Okay, so instead of it being like those third-party services, like, say, Yelp or Angie's, where the call gets sent to your, where the lead, I guess, gets sent to your competition, it's kind of a race to get to the client first, right? And whether you get the job or not, you're still paying for that lead, and you don't really know what's coming in, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
This is not like
that.
Yeah, so you have had an experience with them before?
Yeah, I'm with Angie Leads right now as well.
Oh, okay, so you know what I'm talking about. Yep, so it's not like that at all. Yeah, you'll be happy to hear that. So when they click on the listing, it's your phone number only, right? Because they're just finding you organically because your placement on the first page, right? Because unfortunately, that's where most people search for pretty much anything these days is Google. So that's how we focus there. You know, it's whatever catches your eye, or maybe they take it as a recommendation from Google. Who knows? But if you're one of those top options, there's much more likelihood they're going to select you, right? Now, like I said, when they click on the listing, it's your phone number only, right? Like when you do a typical search on Google. So when they click, call goes to you only. There's some exclusivity to it. You can cherry pick the business you want without worrying about paying for every lead that comes in. And of course, you're getting like a living, breathing human that's doing the search on the other end there. So more higher probability it actually turns into a job, and it's someone who wants a really a job done, right? Which is what we want it to be and how we want it to work, right?
Yeah.
And then we don't just put you on the first page of Google either, right? You're also on all the most popular directories, you know, like just to name a couple for you, like Yahoo, you have Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa even for like voice activated searches. So they could be searching on literally any device, right? You're still going to pop up. So the reason I like to do that preliminary search in the beginning is just to give you an idea, you know, the potential is there. And this is something that's designed to pay for itself, right? Because we get you one or two jobs, that'll offset the price of this, no problem, right? Now, let's get to pricing. You know, since we're on that subject, because I know that's what it comes down to most of the time, right? If it's affordable, if it's feasible, right? So let's see, you guys are in business. Right, yeah. So let's see here. So you guys are in business just 3 months, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because if you're within your first year, they are running a credit currently for our newer businesses. They call it a new in business credit. And it does bring the pricing down quite a bit. So just to give you an idea of the difference, right? So if instead of it being $898, it brings it down to just $348. And then every month after that goes to just $249. So essentially it's $250 a month. That covers everything. The only reason the first payment's a little more is because that would include the programming, which would include a website, by the way. So essentially, you get a fully functional website for $100. Now, also, like I said, that includes everything I went over. There's no additional costs or fees for anything. It's not, you know, you can get 50 calls, 50,000 calls, a $20,000 job. It makes no difference in the pricing, right? So you can budget it better. And like I said, it is designed to pay for itself, so that'll get knocked out within the first couple jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, from what I went over there, do you have any questions or anything? Or?
Is there a way I could think about it and talk to my brother about it and get back to y'all?
Yeah, sure. So my only worry with that is just the availability. Like I'm sure Tara did mention, they are just calling through the area until they fill the listing. So is this something we'd be able to contact you about here pretty soon or?
I don't know. I have to figure out some finances, to be really honest with you. I don't really know if I have
finances
at the moment.
Oh, I see. So it just come down to the pricing. That's the only thing that's making you a little hesitant.
Yeah, jobs are slow. I mean, time's tough.
Right.
So I've got to think about it.
If it's just the pricing, right, because it seems like it's not really that you need to speak with someone. It's more like the pricing probably is just it's not there, right? So what I sometimes do, now this may work, so what I do is how I, you know, flip it to my manager is, hey, if we can get this guy signed up, he's interested, you know, the pricing is just a little high, can we waive the setup fee? So essentially you get the website for free. So you just be looking at $249, and then that'll be the same every month. Is that a little more doable, if I can ask him real quick?
So you just, you guys build the website for me, or...
Yeah. And you're instrumental in creating it. So we can use your own pictures, content, you know, reviews, testimonies, anything you want. But yeah, we create it for you. Fully functional site. I'm just pinging them right now.
Yeah, if you go ahead and look. If that's possible, I mean, I think I might be able to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just waiting for an answer back right now. So, there he is. Yep, shouldn't be a problem. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, just $249 and we can get you started now, okay? So let's see here. So essentially you get the website for free, and if you have any, you know, pictures, content, or anything you'd like included, we definitely work with that. The logo, anything. Now, as for a verification through Google, did you guys already get verified? Like, have you been through that process already? I was looking for your...
I think so. I've already been verified.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see you guys pop up, but what was the address that you guys used? Was it the same one you have on the Angie's, the, 3309 Lafayette Drive?
Yeah, so it said it would have gotten verified, so I don't really know what the holdup was on getting verification. I mean, it should be verified.
Yeah, interesting. Sometimes, maybe I'm going to try to add in the address with it. I tried just the name, but, yeah, sometimes, now, one of the first things we actually do is the verification, so we can actually get that done right away. If there's any hiccup or anything in there, you know, stopping you, we'll get that done right away. And since you're already doing it, the process with that will be a lot quicker, too, so that's good.
Okay,
perfect. And then what about for, like, how you'd like the information to appear to your clients when they find you online? Let's see here. What about your phone number? Is the 3450 good, or are you the 6049 better?
49.
The 49 better?
Yeah, it would work a lot better for sure.
Okay, the 6049 bidder. Okay, perfect. And then what's a good email for you?
Avery's Junk Removal, LLC at gmail.com.
LLC at gmail. So let me just confirm. That's Avery's with an S, Junk Removal, LLC at gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then your last name, Avery?
Thomas.
Thomas. Got it. Now, what about hours of operation? You know, these things that will appear, like, when they find you online. Is it more like a 9 to 5? Are you doing, like, an 8 to 6? Or how would you like that to appear?
I say it just kind of goes day by day, to be honest with you. I work construction during the day.
Oh, okay.
And then I do
okay.
work.
So right.
It's
so for,
day, probably, like,
for clients calling you, like, what would be the best time, you know, where it won't bother you and you can receive the calls?
The evening. So probably, like, anytime after about, like, 4 o'clock.
So, like, 4 till about 9 or 10 p.m., maybe?
Yeah, 10 or.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep.
And that's Monday through Friday, I'm guessing?
Every day.
Every day? Okay, even Sunday. Perfect.
So
and
on,
then for clients,
on Saturday and Sunday, I'm available more on the weekend.
Oh, so we can change the hours for Saturday, Sunday. Right. Okay. And then what will be the hours Saturday, Sunday then? Like 7 to maybe 7?
Saturday, you can do like, I guess they're kind of the same. I'd just say 12 to 10 on Saturday and Sunday because I sometimes work on Saturdays too.
Oh, okay. And then Sunday will be different?
Sunday is 12 to 10. Yeah, I got church.
Same. Oh, of course. Yeah, you can't miss that. Okay, perfect. So Saturday and Sunday. All right. And then for contact with clients, like them to contact you, phone, text, and email is going to be okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, for areas that you want to show up in, the ones you have listed here are Riverview, Grassley, Taylor, Flat Rock, South Rockwood, Southgate, Rockwood, Trenton. Do you have any others besides those you'd like to list? Like when they search,
the
we found them.
The whole down river.
The whole down river.
All down river. I mean, anywhere within like 20 miles from my home place.
Okay, 20 miles max, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if someone was like, a little bit further, it would be all right, I guess. I just have to charge a little more.
Depending on the jobs, right? If it's a bigger job, then no problem.
Yeah,
it's
just, but yeah, 20 miles is kind of pushing.
Okay, sure. So I'll put like, so at most, if it was a big job, would it be like 25 or more like 30 miles?
30 miles.
30? Okay, for a bigger job. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. And then you guys are licensed and insured as well, I'm guessing?
I have an LLC, but I'm not licensed, no.
Okay, gotcha. And let's see here. You guys said you do already have the Facebook business page, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And then for services that you offer, now what I have so far just from our conversation was junk removal, waste removal, building materials, debris removal. Any others maybe that you can think of? The more specific, the better. Sometimes it gets you more searches that way.
It's honestly just junk, just garbage removal. It's not like anything too crazy.
Salvage.
It's just kind of basic.
Right, like just basic stuff. Okay. Now, also, I have the technician suggest some keywords that go under the umbrella of junk removal that get searched a lot, so you can get more searches that way too, if you like.
Okay. I mean, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, however you want to do it.
Can't hurt, right? For sure. Okay. Yeah, it's always good. All right. And then let's see. Avery Thomas. That's typical spelling. Got that. And the phone number. Okay. Just making sure we got everything here. All right. And then for the website, also for the verification on Google, since you're already in that process, just whatever you have ready for the interview with the technician when they start building everything, the better, right? So let's see. So just confirming the info. It looks like everything is good. And is it, I was just on the East Coast kind of recently. Did the weather heat up a little bit? Is it starting to get warm, you know, for the summer, or is it still?
Oh, it's going to be like 100 degrees on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Someone else told me that earlier. Yeah. Oh, dang. Even over there, it's 100. Man, that's crazy. I'm from Washington State, so I'm used to the cold, man.
Oh,
it's just rainy over there. It's cold.
Yeah.
But a little bit better. Right. 70% of the time, I swear, man, it's crazy. Like, I do miss the snow a little bit, but yeah, when it's the winter months, it's really cold. So I kind of miss the place itself. It's very nice, but the weather, no, definitely don't miss that. So let's see, I think we got everything. So now what about the billing address? Is that the same, the 3309 Lafayette?
Yep, that's the exact same, yep.
It is the same. Okay. And then the card, is that like a business card with the business name on it as well, or is that just your name on it?
The card to pay for?
Right. For the card, exactly. For the payment, it's a company card, or it's your own personal card?
It's my own personal card.
It is. Okay. Gotcha. Just want to make sure. And then, for the payment method, is that like Visa or MasterCard or?
It's a MasterCard. Do you already have a card, or do I have to give it to you?
No, I don't. I do not have the card information. I just have the address from the one that we went with from when we first started talking. But the info, I know, I don't have anything of that nature. No.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, of course not. No, definitely good to check for sure.
Like,
that would be a red flag. Yeah, like what? How do you already? I don't even know this guy. Like, what the heck? No. That'd be really weird. Whenever you're ready with the number, just let me know.
Okay. I got to transfer some money over. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, sure. No worries. I'll see what else I can get filled out here.
So how much will I owe you today?
So I did get the go-ahead, right, I got the go-ahead on just the $250, right, that's it. And that'll be the same every month, so they won't ever charge you for that setup fee or the website. That's included.
Okay.
Yeah, so just the $249. Let's see here.
Okay, so... All right, you ready for the card information?
Oh, yeah, go ahead whenever you're ready.
5-1.
Okay.
7-9.
Got it.
0-3-3-6.
0-3-3-6?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
3-7-3-5.
Okay.
7-6-1-2.
Okay, so just to confirm, that's 51-79-03-36-3735-7612.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And the expiration?
0627.
627. Okay, and the number on the back?
632.
632. Okay. Now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure, of course. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Okay. And the city name?
Dearborn.
Dearborn. That's with or without an E?
At the end.
Yeah, is there an E at the end or no?
No, it's D-E-A-R-B-O-R-N.
B-O-R-N. So D-E-A-R-B-O-R-N. Got it. I had it like deer, like as in like a deer in the headlights, so good thing I confirmed that.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like at the end of born.
No, that was my mistake. Yeah. Oh, no. At the end of born too, but no worries. I'm glad I asked because... to clarify that. Okay, so let's see. That's good. Now, once I process you, you're going to see that come through on your text, and email. Would that invoice like a copy for your records as well? So I'm just going to do that now. One sec. And then we just have one other quick step and you're on your way. So no worries there. Get you back on your way here. Appreciate your patience with this.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. What was your question, sir?
I said, is there anything you want me to do on a Google standpoint because of the verification?
No, so just keep it in process, like as it is now, and then we'll check in on the status of it, and we can take care of it, like expedite it.
Yeah, I'm kind of
on the verification. Yeah, exactly. That's one of the first things we check out, so that'll be one of the first things we let you know what's going on with that. Because if it's in process, when did you start it?
Whenever I made my LLC back in May. So.
Back in May. Okay, so yeah, you should definitely be hearing something. Sometimes it can take a month, but yeah, no longer than that. So yeah, we'll definitely look into that for you.
Okay.
So that'll be one of the first things. Yeah, when you speak with the technician, he'll be able to answer anything that has to do with that. He'll get the access to it and see what's going on. So you're going to see that process now, okay? And then we'll just go through the invoice real quick. One other quick step, I'll set you up with the time with the technician as well. Can you do that later today, or is tomorrow morning going to be better for you?
I have time. I'm free.
Do you have time today? Okay, so let's see what we have open here then. Okay. You did get it? Okay, perfect. So let's see here. You guys are on East, so that's 3 hours difference. So nothing yet here. Okay, let me resend the email. You should definitely have within a few seconds here, but I'm going to resend the text. It basically is the email, but just in a text, like a link to it. So that way you don't have to actually go into the email to see it. And then it'll be in your email here shortly. So you should see a text come through right now. Let me know when you see that. It's processing. One second. There it is. Okay, yeah, you should see it in a second now.
Okay, I just got it. Yep.
Okay, you got it. Perfect. Okay, so go ahead. Just click on that link there. It'll take you into the invoice. And then go ahead, take a quick look. Let me know if you have any questions, of course. Once you get to the bottom there, there's going to be a spot with a box. You click it. It says, I'm the authorized user. Below that, you'll type your name. Then once you hit confirm signature, that's going to take you to our website, and it'll be asking for your username and password. Let me know once you get there. The technician is going to set that up here within about 7 days, just so you know. So once you see that, let me know.
Okay, I'm on the local Splash website. I don't remember what you said. I'm sorry.
Oh, you did it perfectly. You did that fast. Okay, cool. So you're good. Now, just the last step here is it's called our voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice to kind of explain everything. Ensure the accuracy of the order and the service agreement and everything. So if you got any questions or need me to review or clarify anything along the way, do not hesitate to stop me. It's very straightforward, but just in case. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Avery's Junk Removal.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Avery Thomas, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct? Sorry, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, not only the verification that you're, you know, already in process, but also just everything, setting up your accounts and maybe information or things needed. Now, of course, due to that, do you also agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash along the way during the process?
As much as I can, yes.
Right, of course. And they make sure to set up all these things in advance to make sure it works around your schedule. They're not just going to, like, bombard you with phones and you know, calls and emails. So just to put your at ease there. Yeah, don't worry about that. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility online, just be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. And those other calls you can disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive, or sorry, now in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to just let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do with, say, like another company during the term of your agreement, if that is the case?
Yes.
Just in case there is something that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa, right? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, August 21st, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That is the recurring payment. Okay. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'm going to text to you here at the end of the call to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you are good to go. Now, there's 3 options for the time with the technician for today. It looks like we have 5 or 6 or either, or sorry, yeah, 5 or 6. Are those going to be okay, either one of those?
Yeah, 5 o'clock will work.
5 o'clock? Okay, perfect. Let me just send this over to you now. Now, everything else you should have already got through email. Let me just double check, so... Yeah, so you got your invoice. That should be in your email now. Now, I'm also sending, just in case you do need it, I'm sending you another email with the process for the verification, just in case, but they're going to take care of that right away. So you can pretty much disregard that. This is just for your records. And then also, you're going to get another email right now with the, it's like a Google Calendar invite. It's basically just the time with the technician. You just hit yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time. The technician will do the same, and you're good to go. So I'm just sending that to you right now. Just adding your email here. Other than that, I mean, you are good to go. So thanks for giving us a shot, of course. Welcome to the team, most of all. They're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 5 o'clock time to get you started with everything, okay? So building your profiles, so any information that you can have for like the website or anything you want to add for that, just have that ready. And the technician should be calling, it'll be between 5 and 5:30, okay? And I'm sending you that email right now with the verification on the time. So look out in your email for that. And then I just have one other thing. I'm going to send you our text message with my contact info. It also has, you know, everything you're going to need going forward for contact. That way you have everything you need, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. So you are all good to go. Appreciate the time, Avery. You have a good one, okay? They're going to call you from 5 and 5:30, all right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Yep, have a good one.
Bye. You too.
All right, bye.